Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Well, you may be patriotic and ready and really excited about the 4th of July, but your dog? Not so much. Lots of dogs out there are terrified of fireworks or thunderstorms. So what do you do? I'll put both problems into one basket here. I was not planning on talking about thunderstorms, but the word just fell out of my mouth. There it goes. So I'll talk about that, too, and explain what you can do to make a difference for your dog. And incidentally, there is something you can do and humanely do and appropriately do. Dr. Teresa DePorter is the queen of all that. She's a veterinary behaviorist. So you've got a dog, and one of the most common complaints or questions that we get on this very radio show, where you can call us or write us or email us with your questions. People do, 866-554-PETS. That's our phone number. It's toll free. But one of the most common that we get is, my dog is taking me for a walk. What do I do about that? Or you've gotten this puppy. If there is a puppy season, this is it. That's great. What equipment do you use? Do you use a plain flat buckle collar and that's all? Do you use one of those choke collar things, the chain link collars, or one of the prong collars? That's the kind that you might see a cartoon dog wear with those pointy things. Well, what's the right equipment and is there wrong equipment? Teresa DePorter will be here to answer that question. And we continue a conversation with Wayne Pacelli. He's the CEO and president of the Humane Society of the United States, doing some pretty amazing things. His most recent book is called The Humane Economy, and it's all about how doing the right thing can actually make a difference, a good difference for your own wallet, presumably maybe your businesses, your own business. How can that help you? He discusses that in a way that I've never heard before and talks about some other issues other than companion animals. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But as I said, it is all about you and your phone calls, your questions. I am a certified animal behavior consultant, and our phone number is 866-554-PETS, toll-free, 866-554-7387. In Illinois, Mike, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, thanks. I have a 7-year-old dog. He's a mixed breed. And every year for the past 4 or 5 years, around this time, he seems to be suffering from seasonal allergies. Specifically, his paws get itchy to the point that he just will not stop chewing on them, even to where they get bloody and, you know, they're hairless on the knuckles and stuff.
Oh, we don't want it to get that bad.
No, I know. And the thing is, we take him to the vet every year. And every year they really try to dissuade us from giving him steroids, whether it be the shot or the pills, because they said that it's, you know, it's bad for him and it damages their liver and stuff.
Whoa, you don't need steroids for this. I mean, What you need to do, maybe in your case, is to see a veterinary dermatologist. You know, for the first line of defense, I mean, you could try this. You could ask your veterinarian about Benadryl or a product like
that. We have tried Benadryl.
Yeah, and how does that, or another antihistamine, it doesn't have to be that one, work?
You know, the only reason why it seems to be effective in his case is because it makes him so drowsy. He just falls asleep,
yeah.
And then he's not itching his paws, but it doesn't really seem to be providing him too much relief.
Correct. So the quality of life then isn't great if we're always sleeping. Well, an argument can be made against that, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
So that doesn't answer this. So maybe another antihistamine that wouldn't make your dog so drowsy would be a good choice. But really, really, if that doesn't work, or maybe you're at the point where seeing a veterinary dermatologist is a good idea. Also, take a look at those paws. And my concern sometimes is when they lick them to the extent that your dog may be, secondary infections can result. And I worry about that, too. So I would ask your veterinarian for a referral to a dermatologist to ultimately figure out what your dog exactly is allergic to. And just like people get desensitization or allergy shots, dogs can too.
Okay.
I mean, your dog doesn't have to live like this is the short answer.
Okay, great. No, that's good to know.
Let's go back to the phones in Ontario, Canada. Peter, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi, Steve. Longtime listener, a big fan of the program.
Thank you.
I just have a question about my dog. I got her when she was 8 weeks old, and she's now going to be four next week. And in the last couple of months, she's developed some really odd behaviors. She'll lay on my bed and my pillows and just constantly lick my pillows, like literally for hours and hours.
Mm. Yeah, that's it?
Basically.
Okay, so you're home when this happens, I presume?
Yes.
And you're in the room, or you walk into the room and see her doing this? I need just a little bit more of a description.
It's usually when we're home together. I take her for walks first thing in the morning before it gets too hot out. And so that's usually around 6 a.m. And then I take her in the backyard and throw the ball around and play with her and try and tire her out.
Mm.
And then she brings the ball and takes it away from me. And then so she wants to stop playing, and then we come in the house, and then she jumps right on the bed and starts licking the pillows, and that's all she seems to really want to do.
Okay. You know, the pillows have your scent on it, so pillows are really appealing, as is our bed, to our animals. What if you close the door to the bedroom?
Okay. And just leave her in there?
No, the other way around. Don't let her in.
Oh, okay. Then she... Yeah, I guess I could give that a shot.
I mean, I don't, in all honesty, know what's going on, but you kind of, like, take one step at a time.
Right.
And I feel silly because what I offered was just, like, so common sense, you know. So, and I didn't mean it that way. So here's what we're going to do. I want to follow up with you, and we will as soon as next week.
Okay.
In your case. And we'll find out what happens. I mean, your dog may cry at the door. And let's do something else, then, as a preventative measure so that doesn't happen. Is your dog food motivated at all?
Yes.
Okay, so get a toy that you could stuff food in.
Okay.
A Kong toy, a sterilized bone, something like that.
Okay.
And it could be low-fat peanut butter, something like that.
Okay.
And let's redirect the attention for your dog. So as soon as she comes in, have that bedroom door already closed, so it's not a race to the door.
Okay.
And have something in the kitchen that you've already put in the fridge, like stuffing low-fat peanut butter into a sterilized bone or a Kong toy, or low-fat cream cheese, or moist dog food, or whatever you choose. You could put cheese in there, you know, just a little bit, not a lot.
Okay.
And it'll give your dog something else to do by working at that.
Right.
And we'll see if that might solve the problem in of itself. And it might be, or not, that simple. So let's see.
Okay, terrific.
All right, so we'll make arrangements to talk to you next week on the show.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter.
You're welcome.
I know it depends on where you live in the country, but much of America has had more than the usual amount of rain earlier in the spring and into early summer. Well, that means more fleas, potentially, but also more ticks. And where there are ticks, there's tick disease. And even before all those rains began, and you know what I'm talking about in Texas, right? But even before it all began, we have had an outbreak. An epidemic is really the right word of ticks and tick disease in America. And actually, technically, that is the right term. So on this very radio show, we began a national campaign which involves the American Veterinary Medical Association, the Global Lyme Alliance, and lots of individuals, both on the human medical side and the veterinary side, who feel, you know what, we can and we should be doing a lot more than we are doing to educate regarding Lyme disease, but also tick disease in general. Lots of information about all of that on this website, StopLyme.com. Lyme is spelled with an Y, so it's StopLyme.com. StopLyme.com. I hope you do check it out in a couple of moments. Yes, I know. It's great. The 4th of July, that means fireworks. I love watching fireworks. Our pets? Probably not so much. And we'll talk about what to do for pets that are really terrified of the Big Bang Theory next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Steve Dale's Pet World. A real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah. We're keeping it real.
We might say, when we see the fireworks, and we might be all excited about it. How about your dog? Not so much, right? So many of our dogs shake. They may salivate. Their eyes may dilate. The hair on the back of their neck may even go up. Maybe what's in them comes out one way or the other. I mean, they're really afraid, and there's no way to explain. It's okay. It's a celebration of America. They're not quite going to buy that, are they? So what do you do? Well, it depends on how fearful your dog is. So if we have a dog that's absolutely terrified, there is no way to appropriately teach the dog anything because the dog is just too afraid. The right thing, and I believe really the most humane thing you can do, is to right now contact your veterinarian, explain what's going on. And there are appropriate anti-anxiety medications that will not zone out the dog. Giving Benadryl to the dog or doing something to make the dog sleepy might have been the best advice we could give 25 years ago. But today, no, because we know that now you've got a sleepy, groggy dog that is still terrified. We want to adjust the brain chemistry so the dog isn't as afraid. If the dog's just a little drowsy, that's okay. Better to have a dog just a little drowsy than a dog that's terrified out of his mind or out of her mind, which is not humane. And we can do something about it, and I hope you do to take action to do that. If your dog is anxious, as so many dogs are, not terrified, but just concerned, unhappy when the fireworks happen, and, you know, there can be a fine line between terrified and anxious, but if you discern that your dog is just upset, unhappy, not pleased with those fireworks, then the anxiety level isn't so off the wall where your dog, we can do something about it short of giving your dog drugs, probably. So if you have a basement, take your dog down into the basement, close the shades, pump up the music, use an Adaptil collar for sure. That's a copy of a pheromone that can and does help lower anxiety in the dogs. You know, when mother dogs feed or actually give milk to their babies, in that milk is this calming kind of pheromone. It's a copy of that pheromone. That's what Adaptil is. And it comes in as a plug-in diffuser or a collar that you put around the dog's neck. I like the collar in some ways because then it goes wherever the dog goes. But if the dog's going to be in a room, then you plug it in. Using both is fine. There's no overkill on this. It's not a drug. There's no danger whatsoever. That's something. Oh, have a pizza party. Play ball. Whatever your dog likes to do. Distract your dog. And dogs, I've said this on the radio before. Dogs, and this was my line, and it's really true of dogs or cats, they are not particularly good multitaskers. So the dog cannot be terrified if the dog is having a good time playing with the ball. Cannot be both at the same time. So if you can get your dog distracted doing something that's fun, that's great. That's what I would do about the 4th of July. Coming up next, the conversation with the CEO and president of the Humane Society of the United States. We talk about humane education for all of us and how doing the right thing may actually be good for our wallets and the American economy.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody
to lean on. You know, probably if you're under the age of 50, you may not know who Roger Karras is, but he is the guy that brought companion animals and also wild animals to television. He really was the first guy to do that. And yes, there were others going back to Marlon Perkins, the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, and many others who did this as well. No one, I don't believe, has been as influential from about the 1990s through now as Wayne Pacelli. He is the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. And I would argue that most people, even those of you who care so much about animals, really don't know all of what the HSUS does, which is quite astounding, quite incredible. And some of it touched on in this book, The Humane Economy, Animal Protection 2.0, How Innovators and Enlightened Consumers Are Transforming the Lives of Animals. And at some point in time, you'd see animals used in the movies, and the American Humane Association would say on many movies, no animals were harmed. And probably they weren't, but in some cases, I don't know, maybe American Humane wasn't on the set. But it's not only a matter of that, it's the matter of what we can do technically today and the way people, I think, today, and you write about this in a chapter appropriately called That's Entertainment! And entertainment with animals has changed, Wayne.
Well, Steve, thank you for that wonderful introduction and those very nice comments. And, you know, one argument that I make in the humane economy is that the combination of moral intention with new technology and innovation is a pathway for progress for us on animal protection. And you don't see this anywhere more vividly than in the movies, where, you know, we know historically that horses were tripped and westerns and orangutans had been, and chimpanzees had been, you know, struck with metal objects to force them to perform. Now we've got computer-generated imagery. Whether you look at Dawn of Planet of the Apes or Rise of Planet of the Apes or the movie Noah, all of these films are now using computer-generated imagery, and we're keeping animals at the center of the story but not exploiting any of these wild animals. So really, it's just so difficult to treat them humanely, even if you've got someone watching on the set, because they're trained in ways that are often exploitative and harmful. And that doesn't happen on the set. That's behind the scenes.
And you know what? Nothing can happen if they're not real animals in the first place. So you write about Noah's Ark, and the director of the movie says, here are all the animals that I want. Now, some of these animals don't even exist in zoos. How would you possibly do this? Well, with CGI, you know, people don't know the difference. You know, I mean, it's amazing.
It's better.
Yeah.
It's better. It's more complete. It's more vivid. You know, Darren Aronofsky, who did Noah, said, listen, I could get two camels. I could get a couple of llamas. I could certainly get dogs. But how am I going to get all these wild creatures? And what if the predators start throwing a scare into the prey? I mean, it's a calamity waiting to happen. But he just sidestepped all that by using CGI. Just an incredible advance and part of the emerging humane economy.
I want to go to the farm. So in the humane economy, you write about how all of us benefit. I'm talking about financially benefit. Aside from feeling good, doing the right thing for animals, there's more to it than that today in your 2.0 animal protection or in the year 2016. And I think one great example is what so many American farmers are now on board with.
Well, we and many others have criticized some of the extreme elements of these large industrial factory farms. And the biggest problem has been the extreme confinement of the veal calves and the breeding sows and the laying hens in cages and crates barely larger than the animals' bodies. But we've seen a revolution in the last 4 years, and much of it in the last 10 months, with 175 of the biggest brand names in food, Walmart, McDonald's, Kroger, Safeway, so many others, saying we're not going to procure our eggs or our pork from operations that confine the animals so severely. This is an extraordinary change in our food production system, our food procurement system, and as you say, Steve, it affects every one of us as consumers.
Well, I'll tell you, the next time they do a dinner in your honor, Wayne, because you're a big part of that story, I want to be the guy introducing you, although you might not, because I'll go on for so long they won't even get to you. The book is terrific.
I would love it.
I'm
so grateful to you for all you do, Steve, for animals.
Well,
amazing stuff that
thank
you've
you.
Been advocating for so many years.
Well, I think what we've been advocating for is coming to fruition, and it matters to us in ways you might not have thought about. So it's more than just feel good. It's more than just doing the right thing, all of which is important. But at the end of the day, doing the right thing can actually help all of us individually and as a country, really, our economy. It's fascinating, the humane economy, animal protection 2.0. Wayne Pacelli, President, CEO of Humane Society of the United States. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
He's smarter than your average bear. And not as grouchy. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Patricia, you're calling from Paradise.
Yes, I am.
You have to explain that.
Well, it's truly fits its name, Paradise, California.
How can I help you?
Well, I've been extremely worried about my little puppy. We got two puppies when they were 6 weeks old from a friend's, a very loving family, and a brother and a sister. We actually thought we had two brothers till I took her to the vet, and they said, "Your Frankie is a Francine." So we had a brother and a sister, and we, due to unforeseen health problems and not doing our homework, we've never had dogs. We found a really good home for our little girl.
Okay.
And Joey, our little boy, has just been so depressed.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions here. First of all, why did you give up? I'm just curious, the one dog.
Well, due to my age, it was too much for me, and some health problems
okay,
in the family.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I understand. All right, so
we couldn't deal with two.
Sure, so I'm glad you dealt with one. So here's what you can do. First of all, how long is it that the one dog Francine, you said, has been depressed?
Well, it's Joey, the boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. How long has he been?
It's been 3 weeks today.
All right. And how old is he?
6 months, July 16th.
And about what kind of dog? You know, you've got the dates and times down. What kind of dog is this?
Kind of a Maltese Terrier. He looks like Benji.
Good. He may be in the movies then. All right, so here's... In fact, I'm going to a conference. The guy, Mr. Benji, Joe Camp, the guy who created all that, he's the keynote speaker at the ACES conference, kind of out your way. Well, not really. It's in way Southern California in San Diego. All right, so here's what you can do. Play. So for your type of dog, I'm imagining a soft squeaky toy would be great. Just play with your dog. Do what your dog wants to do. And when your dog is sad or seems sad, don't add to it by you acting sad or giving in or giving attention. That might be the best way to put it, giving attention to your dog for being sad, because you could reinforce those kinds of responses, which is the opposite of what you want to do. So I'm not saying you should totally ignore the dog if your dog is acting sad. Sure, pet your dog, talk to your dog. We, however, could reinforce emotions without us knowing about it. What we can't reinforce necessarily is anxiety. So if your dog is feeling some anxiety, here's a way to deal with that. There's a product called Adaptil. It's a knockoff of a pheromone that helps to lessen anxiety just a little bit. Another thing you can ask your veterinarian about is called Anxitane, A-N-X-I-T-A-N-E, and that same thing. It's L-theanine, and it lowers anxiety just a little bit. It's a nutraceutical, so it's not a nutritional supplement. It's not a pharmaceutical. It's somewhere in the middle of all that. Both those things will help. Time will also help a bit, but it's been 6 months. So I'm thinking, well, really? You know, this has been a while. So play. Do what your dog likes to do. Take your dog out for walks as much as you feel like it, if you can. And you could just sit in your chair and toss a squeaky toy. Just go squeak, squeak, squeak. I wish I had one here. But just go squeak, squeak, squeak. Because I don't sound like one, do I? But you know what they sound like. And dogs love it. And toss that back and forth for a little while. And I think that in 2 weeks, less than that even, you'll be calling me back and saying everything is okay. Now, what you've proved by this phone call, though, is that dogs do have emotions. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be talking to the author, a veterinary behaviorist, of the book called The Soul of All Living Creatures, Dr. Vint Verga. That's coming up in a couple of weeks on this show. We'll send you a dog toy. We'll see if we have one that squeaks. If we do, it's on its way. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've done everything you've said. It's been 3 weeks. But he gets up in the morning and is happy to see me and everything. But then he grabs, I bought him a new bed, I bought him new toys. I tried to distract him, and I know I've been very sad, and I try to hide that. But he gets up in the morning or sometimes in the afternoon, or grab this new toy, put it in his mouth, and roam around the house just whining and whimpering.
All right, so 100 things all at once here. First of all, the walking around with the toy and whining may not be sadness. Some dogs walk around with toys and make these whining sounds. It doesn't mean they're sad. In fact, quite the reverse is true. We don't know why they do it. It's a response that a lot of vocal dogs tend to do. So that, if that's what's mostly going on, that may have nothing to do with anything except for your dog will always whine when your dog walks around with toys. It's just something. So I bet right now if I ask people whose dog does that, instantly the paws go up in the crowd. That's one thing. Second of all, I thought you said 6 months. It's not even been It's barely been 6 days, just a couple of weeks. So, you know, time is kind of, give it a bit more time as well. Secondly, you say you hide all this from your dog. Well, your sadness, I mean, well, you kind of can't do that very well unless you are, who do you think is the greatest actress ever? Maybe Bette Davis? I don't know.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
I knew that. So you can't, you're not as good as Bette Davis, and even Bette Davis probably couldn't hide stuff from her dogs. So it's tough to hide what we're really thinking and feeling from our dogs. So the good news is if you're playing with your dog with one of those squeaky toys, you're having fun too. I maintain what I said. Give it a try and then call me back. And what you didn't try was the pheromone product I said, Adaptil,
right.
Or ask your veterinarian about Anxetane. And try those two and then call me back in a couple weeks. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
Coming up next, the conversation we talked about, and I mentioned briefly about the Stop Lyme campaign. Well, our email question of the week is about actually one of you, and there are many of you, who suffer from Lyme disease. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, so I'm not even going to try to go that route. Well, you'll see what I mean. That's coming up in our question of the week, where you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst. Decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on this radio show, what happens when your pet passes away? What do you do? I'm talking about physically with the body of the animal. And there is a new idea. It's a green idea, and it's very creative. We'll talk about that next week on the show. And also, when is the right time to spay or neuter your cat? It seems like an easy question to answer, but I'll tell you, if you ask five people, not five random people on the street, you might not want to do that. But five professionals, you'll still get five different answers. So we are going to address that next week on the show.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, appreciate all the work you do and all the talk you do about tick disease, especially since I have Lyme disease. My doctors don't get it. Do you have any advice? And incidentally, my dog was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and my veterinarian does get it. Well, Wendy, I'm really not surprised. I'm saddened by all of this that you mentioned, but I've heard it so many times before. And this is not really, truly a knock to the human medical community. Veterinarians have an advantage here. Lots of advantages, really. So for starters, veterinarians are trained thinking about fleas and ticks and all those sorts of parasites. I mean, it's in their training. So it's front of mind. And dogs forever have had an issue with ticks. And over the course of recent years especially, it's become more of an issue for people in America because there are more ticks in America than ever before, which means more tick disease. And doctors are kind of playing catch up. We can also do more for our dogs than we can for ourselves, as crazy as that sounds, because we don't have products that we can chew on and then eat and feel that we're going to protect ourselves from ticks. Dogs do. Hey, and there's even new technology. One example of that is called Bravecto. It's a chewable for your dog and it can protect, will protect your dog up to 12 weeks. As just one example, I mean, there's so many things we could do for our dogs. Another thing is regarding Lyme disease specifically, because there are so many tick diseases. But about Lyme, there's a vaccination for dogs. So if your dog is in an area where your dog is especially potentially exposed. Also, there are collars, dog collars to use. Now, some are better than others. Again, talk to your veterinarian about the right product. But we can do, I mean, really, if you live in an area where there are, it's the height of Lyme disease area, New England, we can protect dogs between a product like Bravecto, between the collar, an appropriate collar. Don't just go to the store and pick one out and close your eyes and say, that's a good one. Don't do that. Or the vaccine, combining all that, your dog will be protected for sure. What do you do about yourself? You know, there aren't as many opportunities to protect ourselves. I mean, one thing we can do, and I think I'll talk about this more on the show next week, is encourage possum to be in your yard. You heard me right. It turns out opossum actually eat ticks. So that's a good thing, you know, but it's, of course, that's not going to truly protect your family. So what do? You know, and education is everything. And that's why we began a campaign called Stop Lyme. Now, about yourself, I don't give human medical advice on the radio. I'm certainly not qualified, nowhere near qualified to do that. But where I can tell you to go are places where there are great resources. So one is the website we began, which is in conjunction with this campaign I spoke about called Stop Lyme. And that's simply stoplyme.com. Another is the Global Lyme Alliance. Now, we're working on this campaign with veterinary medicine and human medicine all together. It's a One Health campaign, as they call it. On the veterinary side, the American Veterinary Medical Association, lots of good information there about how to protect your pets from tick disease, including Lyme disease. The Global Lyme Alliance, one of their missions is to fund research. So much of what we know or will know in the future regarding Lyme disease comes from the Global Lyme Alliance. And no surprise, their website has tons of information. Not only, actually, it has some information about protecting your pets, but lots of information about yourself and what you can do. Lots of resources, all at globallymealliance.org. You can always email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation about what equipment to use with your dog, on your dog, for your dog, when you train your dog. What kinds? So in other words, is a choke collar a good idea or is it a bad idea? A gentle leader, you know, one of the head halters, good idea or bad idea? Dr. Teresa DePorter, veterinary behaviorist, will be here next.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter, let's say you have a dog that's pulling you down the street, and you've tried everything there is, and a dog trainer says you need a choke collar, you know, one of the chain link collars, or you need a prong collar. That's what those prongy things, like a cartoon dog collar, sticking in. What do you say to that? Because I suspect you hear that a lot.
We do hear a lot that people have tried everything, that they feel like they're at the end of the list of things that are out there, and there are so many other options. Our goal is to provide the dogs a way to walk down the street and feel safe and secure and not have something unpleasant happen to them every time they're inclined to pull.
All right, let's talk about the equipment a little bit. So I guess I began with what not to use, so let's continue on that road. Why are these prong collars or the choke collars, or I'll even throw in the e-collars, the electronic collars, mm-hmm. not at all a very good idea.
Well, and exactly what you just said, that's what people start with often, that they look at that and go, how do I get this dog to stop? And devices that are intended to apply a strong positive punishment, it has to offset what the dog's motivation to pull, chase a bunny, jump up on someone, and that's why these devices exist and why they continue to be around, is because they seem to work. I'm a veterinary behaviorist. My goal is to have pets stay in the home long-term, lifelong, be emotionally stable. We are all learning from every single experience we have. So every time that dog is walking down the street, sees something he thinks is interesting, sees something he thinks is scary, that prong happens around his neck at that moment. If it's sufficient to stop him, it worked in such a way that it was just a little bit scary.
Although this is kind of worse than that, because some of these things do hurt.
Yeah.
So an electron, giving an electronic jolt to your best friend mm-hmm. hurts. And the defense of that is essentially, well, it doesn't kill him, and look what they learned. Does that defense even make any sense to you?
No, and it doesn't. And I'm actually more likely to hear the opposite from pet owners that have become habituating to using this. My dog gets excited when we go for a walk and when it's the prong collar. Therefore, they think he likes it, that he's not bothered by it. It doesn't hurt him. He stops right away. And that is exactly the miscommunication that's occurring. By the time that it's a dog that sees me that has a more major serious anxiety problem, the implementation of that correction has then increased and escalated, and it isn't offsetting the dog's anxiety at that moment. It's making it worse and worse and worse with every repetition.
All right, so these pieces of equipment aren't very good, but then we don't want a dog that's pulling us down the street. We want the dog to be safe in our backyards, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So what alternatives do we have? Are there alternatives out there that are more humane and more effective both?
Absolutely. There, first of all, we have to be in a mindset of doing positive reinforcement and having an idea of what good behavior looks like. And if the dog is animated and enthusiastic and trotting alongside and looking at the owner, that is the picture we want to see. And that is the opposite of what some of the other kind of mechanical pace to the outcome for some of the other collars. A front attaching body harness,
mm-hmm.
one that hooks in the middle of the front of the chest, eases the leverage over through the shoulders and the rest of the body, and gives an opportunity to turn that head and the chest back. The leash should be hooked on that front center point. That way, then the dog goes to pull, they can turn and steer them back. Then they're in a great situation to do positive reinforcement training, which means you've got the head and the shoulders turned back to the person, which is what they want them to do. If you walk down the road and you see something scary, I want you to check back in with me. Head halters can accomplish the same thing. Many of these tools are difficult for people to put on the dog and just start out and go and make it be easy. The dogs do need to be acclimated and trained to these things and introduced in the proper way.
And that's where a good dog trainer can come in.
Absolutely.
You know? Are the tools you just mentioned, an appropriate body harness, head halter, are they both more humane and used correctly, more effective at doing what you want to do anyway?
Absolutely. We can improve the dog's quality of life with any tool, though it has to be used properly. And even a gentle leader designed to be the kindest way to walk a dog can be yanked on and pulled on, and the dogs can be snugged up so tight that it's not appropriate. So we have to have in mind what's best for the dog.
Yeah, so any piece of equipment can be used inappropriately, but then there's equipment that is kind of inappropriate by definition, I think, as well, as we talked about. Dr. Teresa DePorter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next week on the show, your telephone calls as always, and when is the right age to spay or neuter your cat?
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.